been a big week for the GOP here in Sonoma County. And, of course, tomorrow marks President Trump's first 100 days in office. On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Sonoma County GOP Chairwoman Edelweiss Geary. Good morning, Edelweiss.
Good morning.
I understand there was a big party a few days ago in Sonoma County celebrating a little bit early Trump's first 100 days.
Yes, we had a champagne and cake, and our speaker was Tom DelBaccaro, and we had a great time.
So what is the Sonoma County Republican Party really happy about in Trump's first 100 days?
I would say it's the move to stop so many of the regulations and the government interference in our lives at every step of the way. And I think he's doing that, trying to. It's a battle in Washington, always. And I think he's driving the media crazy, which at times is kind of fun to watch. So,
yeah, a lot of people love that about Trump, that he hates the media. That's for sure.
I don't know that he hates them. I think he takes them on as they have taken him on. And
Well, let's talk about the regulations for a minute, because you're talking about lifting some of the regulations that may have hampered business in the past. And, of course, you know, we've talked before about the members of the GOP in Sonoma County and the folks who are particularly behind Trump being at odds with the majority of the folks here in Sonoma County who are, you know, Democrats and or diehard Democrats. So some of the regulations he's talking about lifting may have an effect on our Sonoma County coastline, for one thing. How do you answer to that?
Well, that's accurate. There may come offshore drilling. I don't know that that's the worst thing that ever happened around the world. I find it rather amazing that as people in Sonoma County in particular rant and rave and carry on about Donald Trump, they seem to be paying no attention to what's going on in this state at the state legislature.
Well, and there is a lot going on there, too, and even especially after the election. How do you think President Trump is doing with regard to keeping his campaign promises?
I think he's working on it. He's accomplished. An awful lot of regulations have been reversed. Other things he's working on. I think more people need to read The Art of the Deal because this man does not do things the way that traditional politicians in Washington have done.
Oh, I think we'd all agree on that, for
That's
sure.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And everybody gets really exorcised over everything that's said and done, and so much of it is not true. So, you know, I take the news with truly a grain of salt because stories are passed off as research when actually opinions. And so I don't pay much attention to what the New York Times has to say. So it's very interesting. I think he's, for a lot of people, we feel that the country was saved from absolute a downward cycle.
How do you think he's doing as far as the drain the swamp concept is? A lot of people feel like he surrounded himself with billionaires, and it's tough for those folks to be able to relate to the common folks that elected President Trump.
I don't know if they have a difficult time relating. I'm going to think that many of them started off with probably not very much. And because you're a billionaire means you're successful. And maybe hopefully you did it the right way. I think he's put some very competent cabinet around him, and so that's the least of my concerns. I think people who say that, it's kind of humorous. You know, a lot of people go to Congress, go to Washington, and they don't have much money when they either get elected or whatever, and they leave. When they leave office, they're millionaires. So I kind of wonder, where did that all come from? So I guess if you start off as a millionaire, I don't think you're going to be fleecing the government for everything.
Well, when we last spoke, Edelweiss, just after the election, when President Trump was elected, you were talking a lot about how Sonoma County Republicans have to kind of hide in the shadows because most of Sonoma County and California, of course, is blue. Do Do you feel the same way now, or are you feeling more likely to, you know, venture out and venture your opinion in public?
Well, I think there's more people are coming to the party and you know, speaking and joining us. I think the reason so many people hide here is because there is no tolerance on the other side if you disagree with them. And I've had many friends who have, you know, gotten very nasty emails, statements, employers who get up and speak against Trump on the work site, which absolutely should not happen politically, to speak about anybody. So it's hard. You don't discuss politics with some people.
Well, that's a shame too, because I think a dialogue is one of the things that moves us forward, particularly when we're standing on opposite sides of the streets. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I dialogue is wonderful, but this isn't dialogue with some people. This is we are right and you are not, and so please shut up and don't bother us.
Well, there's a difference between dialogue and diatribe,
I guess, is absolutely.
The point. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I know you'll be celebrating tomorrow President Trump's first 100 days in office. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
That's Sonoma County GOP Chairwoman Edelweiss-Geary on the KSRO Live Line.